Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities. From the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front room. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
If you want respect, you gotta earn it. Damn right!
It's hard to earn. We are back with the second half of this SZA SOS album.
Absolutely. Hope y'all enjoyed the first half. That was a doozy.
You've been a doozy.
We both been a doozy.
I think SZA...
I'm doozing a little more.
you a little doozy vert.
What's going on?
I don't know if I've ever seen you in such rare form as we've been discussing the album. SZA does something to you.
Of course, it's a TDE connection, but like, it's a very layered album, man.
For sure.
Of layered albums. I mean, even us talking off camera, man, like, yo, she makes me concerned for the stability and the mental health of a lot of women, or just in general, just like, you know, this new generation. But also, it also makes me reflect on some shit that in my not so savory moments. You know what I'm saying?
So
it's like, damn, sure. Like, did I gaslight? Did I make this person ignore their feelings? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Of course you did.
Yeah, so I mean, that's what good music does, right? It makes you reflect on your own experiences. So, but I'm also proud of my evolution. You know
No doubt. Continue to evolve, King.
I have to.
I love it for you.
That's what life is.
That's what life is. Every day.
That's what life is.
It's constant elevation and evolution. As we continue on with this album, we are up to F2F.
Yeah.
How you feel about rock, scissor? Rock, paper, scissors.
I don't love this song, but I think it's a really smart song.
Okay. Why?
The hook is really, really smart because, you know, SZA doesn't like being put in a box. She does soul music. She does R&B.
Yo, why you trying to set me up, bro? Like, we I thought we was better than this.
You know who doesn't like being put in the box?
Put me in, coach. Yo,
SZA does not. It's how we gonna start the episode off.
You did it.
I was being serious. Uh-huh. She does not like to be put into a musical category. You know what I'm saying? A singular musical category. She, you know, she wants to. Again, we talked about this in the first episode. Genre fluid. I think it's one of those joints where she's like, look, I could do whatever.
Right. I could do whatever.
I could play anywhere.
And
I could rap for you. Right. I could do the nursery rhyme shit, you know, with Kill Bill. Mm-hmm. I could, you know, do soulful shit.
I could bar you up.
I can rap better than some of you other male rappers out here. And then I can do this, man. You know what I'm saying?
And I go over there to the other side.
And get it, because the hook still gets it. Again, don't love this song. But the hook,
it's not my cup of tea.
Yeah,
but the hook, right. But as a connoisseur of music.
And appreciate of songwriter.
Especially as a songwriter.
Yeah.
No, it's a dope record. It's just not for me. Yeah. But the target that is for and the people who are into that is dope. And I went as far as to look at some of the comments on it because I really wanted to see what that audience felt. You know, and it was just met with, you know, it was met with praise. And lyrically, it's hard. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's rocker girl shit, but it's like tough. But it's, like, it's still got that edge.
I'm so glad you said that, right? It's rocker girl shit, but it's black rocker
girl
shit.
Right, but it's black rock.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean? Yeah,
like, smoking on the back when I miss my ex. Now I'm ovulating and I need rough sex.
Yo,
Wait a minute.
Why would you connect those?
Why is it rough?
Like, ma'am.
You could procreate.
I'm not even going to your house.
What?
I'm not even on your block.
What?
Ovulating. I'm out.
Man, I'd rather. Man, listen. Do men do this? Do men fuck other girls because they miss another girl?
Well, let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. I think, have you ever Have you ever thought about somebody else while you were with someone different?
It's going to happen tonight. I'm going to think about SZA. Like,
you fucking yo, you've never been funnier. You have never ever been funnier.
Yo.
Yo, I don't even care down. How I look it's on going, camera, it's going, bro.
It's going down. It's going down. Gotta lay my hat down somewhere.
Oh, man, you live alone, bro. You're fine. B is crazy. I got tears in my eyes. So, here's the trouble that you're getting into. No, here's the trouble that I had with rating this song. Because it's not my cup of tea.
It's not.
And it's not. I'm very fine with saying, you know, although I think a good song is a good song, so I guess I'm about to contradict myself. I've listened to songs in other genres, and I think a good song is a good song no matter what genre it's in. Mm-hmm. I do think this is a good song, but it's just not for me.
Same way. I mean, also, it reads better than it sounds. The verses. The hook, I love the hook. The hook is great.
I think it sounds on par for what it's supposed to sound like.
But it does, but it doesn't, again, you're giving it like, it's passable, what you're saying. Like, it's passable, but it's not, it doesn't hit. Like, SZA's versus bar, they hit. And while she's got some slick lines on it, if you read it back, it sounds good. But like, the song itself, like her delivery on this, like the verses, like, are just not compared to her best work.
And that's why, because I really wanted to be fair, especially with this song.
Yeah.
That's why I went to the comments. Right. I wanted to see what the people were saying, and the people was fucking with it.
But who are people? Like, are you listening? Like, is this like Black Twitter? Or is this like, you know,
team I think I did a deep dive.
Okay.
I think I did a deep enough dive to make sure that the demo was who I wanted to hear from.
Okay.
And they was fucking with it. I gave it a 7.5. Word?
Yep.
Yeah, I gave it 7.5. Yep. All right, nobody. Oh, God. Nobody gets me.
Shit.
Somebody in this room would like to get you.
Yeah.
Nothing? You got nothing?
Seen a video?
Yeah, nothing? I didn't. I haven't seen videos in forever.
It's in New York. It's like on a roof. It's super simple. On a rooftop in Manhattan.
Okay.
And she just looks that good. That's all you needed. Like a backdrop of New York City in her pretty ass face.
Yo. I guess that works too for this, because it's like a range of emotions in this particular joint. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Such a visual song too. Mm-hmm. I mean, she paints that. I mean, even you know, the MGM and oh boy, balls deep. You ready? You hear that?
Yo, listen. Nah, you know, that's all the way up.
Man, oh, yeah,
that's all the way.
Literally, yeah, but just. Super visual, beautiful performance. She sounds like a songbird on this, man. Like, just so fucking pretty, and yet you can hear the pain, you know, the frustration, you know what I'm saying? The heartache and this shit.
And like you said, like, it's so visual, like, it just takes you right on that trip. It takes you right on that ride with
immediately.
Her in this one, for sure, for sure.
Immediately.
Especially if you've been in the MGM.
What'd you give this song?
You really want to know?
You gave it up? Gave it up?
I gave it up.
Wow. I'm not mad at that.
I gave it up, yep.
I gave it 9.5.
9.5? Are we right there?
Yeah.
That's just because you've never been to MGM.
There we go. That's right. See, it's mine. I'm the one lacking it. I'm lacking a 0.5. Yeah, I'm lacking a 0.5. Exactly, right? Absolutely.
Conceited.
It's a bop.
Okay.
I think it's a bop. I love, again, layered lyrics. It's called Conceited, right? She's talking shit, but it's really just a song about confidence, really, right? And she's actually, as much as insecurity as she has, like, she touched on, you know, related to guys, like, this is actually a song just about, like, her as a person, as a woman. You know, she's got everything that she wants. And I guess, I'm glad we have this song too, right? Excuse me. The song is about confidence. You know, it's about, like, she's talking that shit. She's like, she's not the victim anymore. She's like going at people's necks. Talking about what she can do, whatever, like, you know, bigging herself up, which we really get, which I love, right? So this is why I was, like, saying off the air. I was like, I thought SZA was, when I first met her, I thought she was one of the most beautiful black women I ever met, right? Beautiful black woman.
I'm glad we got here.
She wasn't.
I was waiting to get here.
She wasn't And she wasn't she sung, but I didn't know her as a person in music. I knew her as a person who was in fashion, mm-hmm. right? That's where I knew her from. Gorgeous, Jersey girl, just a beautiful black woman, right? Exceptionally beautiful. Gets into the game. She made it. You have a passion. Not only did you get on and get a record deal, but you excelled at your passion. Not only did you excel at your passion, you became a millionaire at your passion. Mm-hmm. You went and got money. You went and got a trainer. Got your body back in shape. You're beautiful. You glammed up. Got paper. Got your body back in shape. Life is supposed to be perfect now. The world comes to you.
Supposed to be.
And I realized, after all of that shit, bro, shit that people live their entire life dreaming for and some and most people don't attain, she has it and it still wasn't enough for her. Hmm. She had to go and get her.
Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
Body done, her face done. And we heard the lyrics, my butt's not big enough. Cool, okay. Mm. It is now. You know what I'm saying? But it's wonderful. Mm-hmm. My point is, there's certain people who, I get it. Yeah, I get it. I saw what you had before. See what you got now. I get it. She didn't have to.
Well, I mean, that's never
for... And I'm talking physically, of course. Yeah, it's all internal.
Right. It's never for us to say. It's never for anybody to say because that's an internal battle. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, yeah.
And with all
Which
of the things...
Which brought me back to the parents. I thought she came from like... No daddy, daddy issues, dysfunctional household. I'm like, wow, where is this coming from?
Even when you put parents into play, for as bad as parents can be or as great as parents would be, mm-hmm. their children are always going to have some gripe.
You was who you was before you got here.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, their children are all, you could be the best parent in the world to everybody else, well, but your kid well, is going to have their shit. Well, with you and with themselves, going back to the scissor shit, and especially just like the list of things that you were naming, and none of it matters. None of it matters.
Which is so wild.
And this is not me saying...
We put so much emphasis on these things
on
in life.
Things.
And think about
it. We put emphasis on things. The more things I get, bro, and this is a Toray, this is from me. The more things I get, the more I realize that shit don't matter.
But I'm not even talking about things, though. I'm talking about... Like, validation for your craft is beyond things, bro.
Yeah, but
it, like, you wanted to be a rapper, but you can't put a dollar sign on the thing, fact that when you knew you got validated.
It's a thing in the fact that if you live for the cheers, you'll die by the booze.
For sure.
It's still got to be innate. It's still got to... If I sat there and looked at every review and went crazy every time I got a 5 out of 5, I jump off a building when I got a 1.
But that's, I'm not talking about that. But I'm talking about her. Like, you, as a rapper, like, when you knew that you were good at it, like, not just, like, I'm not in my head, like, I'm actually good at this, they can't take that away from you.
For sure, for sure.
I know I'm nice.
Right.
That's, like, you can't take that away. And
but
it's
that's,
like,
that's from you, right? Because even when...
And I'm like, that's why I was surprised that she didn't have that. Because, like, you did it. You not only did it, because, like, we know a lot of songwriters who are great and not rich.
Man, it's somebody in particular I'm thinking about that I think about in this instance that's super talented and has all the things but just can't get it. Mm. And it's sad. Yeah. It's sad. You know what I'm saying? Like,
can't get the outside shit, you're saying?
Can't get to the level of musical success.
That you feel like their talent deserves.
That they got all the pieces. You know what I'm saying? And they at peace.
Who is it? Mm. No, that was it. That was really, this song actually brought me back to my, all of my thoughts about, I think this song is a bop. I gave it 8.5. I don't have a lot to say about it technically.
Yeah.
It's a bop. It's a good joint. But,
it's a good joint.
And this also gives me a little bit of a reprieve from all the super hyper emotional guys did this, I did this to guys stuff. You know, it's really just, it's almost like a empowerment song almost, in her way though.
Interesting. I gave it an 8. I think it's a solid joint. You know, even though it's a 2-part episode, because it comes late in the album, mm-hmm. I think that it is affected by where it is in the track
list. A few of these songs are affected
by it. Yeah, for sure. And we'll get to that because, like, now we're getting into, although not a long time running album, mm-hmm. we get into a lot of songs.
Oh, yeah.
We get into a lot of songs.
I mean, we're about to hit the teens.
Right. So, whoa, wait, not me. They put people in jail for that.
Jesus Christ.
Special. I'll jump.
Yeah, good.
I felt so.
I got a lot to say about this song.
I just felt for this song because it made me. I'm a Pisces.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So I might be a little more sensitive than the average, but I could fight. It saddens me to know that there's so many people in the world dealing with these kind of feelings and emotions and shit like that.
Oh, yeah,
bro. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. I mean,
when you hear it in a song and you know that is resonating with a lot of people, and there's so many people that don't have a voice and a platform to express, but are still going through these things.
This is why people shut off their Instagram for a day or a week, you know what I'm saying, or take breaks from it, because it's a lot, you know, looking at Instagram. And I was having this conversation today. Like, you know, Instagram is
a snapshot
of somebody's narrative, and often not only is that narrative a fraction of their story, but it's often untrue.
It could be a facade, yeah.
Often untrue. Very much so. You know what I'm saying? So it's like,
you think Ty was really on that private jet?
Yo, right. You know what I'm so anyway, getting back to this song though specifically, you know, it's a hard pill to swallow when you realize that you gave so much time and energy to somebody who didn't deserve it. Right? That's hard. Now, not only does this person not deserve it, right? She goes even deeper, and this is the sad part of the song. She feels like, she recognizes that the dude that she gave up, wasted her time and her energy with, is a loser. Not only did she give it up to that person, but like, not only was he a loser, because that's depressing, right? Like, damn, I let this clown, he's a clown and he got me. But now he made me a loser. That's how she feels. Like, she doesn't even feel special anymore.
Right.
Because of this loser.
Somebody took you. That's double.
That's a double whammy. He not only wasted your time, he took your special. This dude doesn't make you feel special anymore.
That's crazy.
That's insane. Now she's over here envying this girl that she don't even like. But because he looks at her like art, she notices that her elbows are dark skinned. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy, man.
No one man should have all that power.
No one man should have all that power.
Where'd you land on special?
Number wise? 9.
9?
Yep.
I gave it an 8.
Give it an 8?
Yeah.
Oh, man. No, I think you need to go back to this song, bro.
Maybe I'll run it back. I gave it an 8.
Even the lyricism, man. Like, I wanted to be thick. Now I want to be thin. I heard Pilates is in. Bash your windows out. Like just she bars. Like, when she was hitting that this whole fucking record, man.
I think that. Because it was a little scattered, I think that's where I was, like, lyrically scattered. Like, it was just kind of like,
it was all over the place. But she's venting. That's why it works so well. She's really venting. It's like, you're gonna hear my mouth. You could kick me out. You say I'm too wild. You're gonna hate me now. Like, she's wilding out. She's go back to this record, man.
I can do that.
It's a joint, man.
All right.
It's one of those. It's actually one of like the,
put an asterisk next to it.
Do that. I think it's one of my top 5 joints on the album. Man.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bet.
9.
Too late.
Boy, you got me fucked up. Now I'm getting. Boy, you got me fucked up. Now I'm getting fucked up. Thinking about us fucking. Why you had to fuck her? Bruh.
That's rap shit. Sound like Corrupt.
Your bitch is more bitch than a bitch.
bitch nigga.
Too late.
So for as good as is, like, it's a vibe, it's a joint.
Mm-hmm.
I am, again, like, it's a long album. Mm-hmm. So I am starting to get tired of the same.
The lack of therapy.
Redundant.
Yeah. Well written.
Yeah, but it's do something.
Do something.
Like, shouldn't get off the pot at this point. Like, we just
do it to you.
We continuously venting. We continuously pointing out flaws and character defect and shit like that. But we haven't. We're not doing anything to fix
exactly. Like, she sees this. She sees the dysfunction. You know, this is too late is really about love being a drug. Like, it's, it's, she has a dependency.
No, we're not good for each other.
Like, you know.
But we can't stop.
He pushes me to my limits. You know, I hate loving him, but when I'm not around him, I fall apart. And he picks me back up. Like, that's crackhead shit, man.
That's crackhead shit. That's real drug shit. Yeah, but but when you know that, at what point do you get off the hamster wheel?
I mean, that's just, you say the same thing about drugs, man. You gotta want to get the help. It's about the acknowledgement first.
Word.
I give it 8.
Give it 8? I give it 8 as well. Yep. All right. Far. So I started with, I like the song of it. lyrically, it's a little more cohesive than I think the other joints were. The chorus is solid. I like the song of it, but I'm not, well, that's not true based on my rating, you know.
Yeah, this is the Fuck On Your Nigga for Cardio record.
Okay, yeah, so that was the bar in there. I didn't have a lot to say about it.
The song as far is about her being distant. And it's kind of similar to a few other songs, but like she kind of hones in on the distrust. I'm distant. I'm far away from everything because I don't trust it. I don't trust you with my heart. But you know, when you say you don't trust somebody with your heart, or you can't give you don't feel comfortable giving your heart to somebody, you're not really trusting yourself. Because that means you don't trust your own discernment. You know what I mean? Okay. So that's what I got from it.
Okay.
With Far.
I rated it high though, so I thought I would have more to say about it.
Oh, really? Why? Give me like, because I didn't. So tell me what I'm missing. Because again, it's a lot of the same topic, so I'm like, I can't go super high on this.
I think that's what it is. I think topic-wise, it's the same shit, and I think that's what I meant by, because I don't know why I wrote, and I put song and quotes.
Can we hear this record, actually? I need to hear it again.
I think that I like the song of it, but I'm kind of over it. Like, tired of the same shit.
Yeah.
So I do like that. I think it's a dope song, but it's no new ground covered. Right. And, like, it's an ill song, but it's just... Let's listen to it, cause I'm wanna know what I was thinking.
Yeah, like it sounds like a decent SZA song.
Like, yeah, like that's what I was. I guess that's what I meant by I like the song of it. Like it's a good song.
Yeah.
But it's we've already
appreciate
been here.
This more if it doesn't come like 20 songs.
Yeah, yeah. We've been here before. Yeah, exactly. It's not a bad song. It's a long album and it's a song that.
I can do without this record.
Yeah, for sure. It's not a bad song.
I give it 7.5.
I go with an 8. Cool. Go with an 8.
Shirt. I like the song.
Trust Issues. Deception. Yeah. Still Stressing Perfect.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. This actually song isn't topic wise, isn't that different from Far.
Nah.
It's just Roddy Jerkins doing his Timbaland Leah thing.
Dog shit. Yeah, we definitely got Timbo drums. We definitely got Leah drums
on
there.
Yeah, it's a bop though.
Nah, it's a bop. But what I don't like about this record is this one of the ones where the lyrics are overlapping and we getting we getting good shit lost in the in the mix. You know what I'm saying? Not in the actual mix, but in the mix of the song.
Yeah. That schizo stream of, that's what I got, a schizo stream of thoughts. Blood stain on my shirt, new bitch on my nerves, keep going back on my word. Damn, bitch, you ain't thirsty. Yeah, I like the performance, though. I like the performance. I like the attitude. It has edge to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's Dark Child doing his Timbaland Aaliyah thing, but it's a bop. It sounds good. I heard this actually on the randomly on the radio today, and I was just like, yep.
Yeah, this is one of the ones that they playing, like, right?
When you play now. They, you play it separately, like, yeah, this pops.
For sure.
This pops.
It's one of the ones you could pluck out and, you know, bring people to the album with.
For sure.
What does it get? What does it land on?
8.5
8.5 Give it 8.5 as well. Amen. Open Arms, featuring Travis Scott.
Yeah. It's an interesting record.
This is No Love Galore.
No Love Galore.
This is No Love Galore, bro.
Okay, break it down, though.
I just, like... When Travis and SZA have gotten together in the past, they made dope joints.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? A dope joint, like one of her more popular records. Yeah. So, in my mind, you go in to match or top that.
Facts.
This doesn't either.
You should.
Yeah, in theory. Like, it made me, it was like, I felt like Travis was lackluster on here.
I do not. He actually brought down the score.
he didn't, again,
it's not a bad song.
Well, it's not a bad song, but I am very much over the same shit from her at this point.
Yeah, she's pathetic. Yeah.
And to get a Travis feature on here and him not elevate this song.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause that's what you need now. You need some elevation.
You need some elevation.
You need somebody new to come in and give some life
and
to
it.
And
especially with someone that you've collaborated with in the past and made one of your bigger records.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
So it did, I think this record did a disservice to the project. I rated it low.
Okay, what'd you give it?
Gave it 7.5
Okay, I gave it 8
Okay.
All right. I hate you.
So, earlier in the conversation, B, this transparent tour. In the conversation.
Because you've been lying this whole time?
I said transparent. I didn't say dishonest.
No, I'm saying you've been transparent now, as if you weren't before.
Well, no. I'm going to be more so.
Okay.
This record hits... I can't say home, but it hits me in the heart, bro.
Oh, this is the record.
This is the record.
Talk to me.
I feel like, although I never dated SZA, I feel like she had a conversation with somebody that I had been with and wrote this record.
And why is that, Tor? Why would this person hate you?
I was... shitty of you to make me feel just like this. What I would do to make you feel just like this. I made somebody feel like that.
You made somebody hate you.
The way they expressed how fucked up I made them feel, I know that they wish they could do something to make me feel just like that.
You know this person was doing harm. You know this person wants to do you harm.
And not even physically. I want you to feel.
Worse. That's even worse.
Fucked up. And because I'm actually a caring person, I feel fucked up in knowing that I made somebody feel like that.
I get it.
But it's still not.
Been there.
It's still not good enough.
Been there.
When I heard this record, I was like, damn, bro. Like, I just felt bad, bro. I felt really, really bad. And I love the record.
Yeah.
Like, it's a solid record. I mean, it's older, so I don't know how that's going to affect the rating. But as far as what the song is and what it meant, and it was definitely more so reliant on the writing and the delivery, because it's like a little part of the beat that I don't like a little sound in the beat. Yeah. But yeah, man, like, I can't even listen to this record, really.
Really?
It's
a very popular song last year.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Don't you do radio?
It's not to my advantage. I'm sorry. Let me look into the camera. I'm sorry.
We got apologies are hard to earn.
Yeah,
I don't have any.
You got no connections? You got no family ties?
I got no ties to that. I think about 87% of my exes would take me back. You know what I mean? Like,
it's just one, and I don't even think that she wouldn't
I told you, man. I treat women well.
Yeah.
I treat hoes like shit.
Go back to that episode.
I treat hoes like shit.
Now.
You know what I'm saying? I don't fuck with hoes now. But I'm saying, like, how about that? That's the evolution. You got to keep yourself out the crack house.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? It ain't just about, like,
way too many crack references these last two episodes.
That's like, bro.
Yeah, this record came out at the end of 2021. Yep. And I had to deal with that shit, bro. I had to deal with what I had done.
You discuss this with your wife?
No.
Oh, okay.
Why are you bringing up old shit?
I'm wondering if you told her, I did somebody dirty back in the day.
No. This is how you know you're not married. You don't ever. There's no one else ever. There was never, ever anyone else.
Because you never knew any other women.
You never
had any homegirls.
I don't know anybody.
Yeah, I got to keep telling me this, bro.
I don't know anybody.
You're grooming me. Keep telling me this. I don't know who this person is, but you're grooming me.
I don't know anybody.
I'm going to be ready when that person arrives, man.
No, you die. You'll never be ready.
Never going to be ready.
Dude, so you have any thoughts on?
I hate you. No, I mean, you know what it is, man. You know what this song is. It's, you know, and I mean, this song actually would have been more impactful if it came out right before this album. Because, I mean, it's the same shit, right? It's like, she's heartbroken. And, you know, it's funny because Kill Bill, carries over from this. Like, it's the same emotions. Like, you hurt her so bad, she hates you, she wants to harm for you. The next phase is, I don't want to just harm you, I want to kill you and your new girlfriend. Oh, you hurt my heart and you got a fucking new girl? Oh, now I want to fucking kill you.
You should have been a creative consultant. Like, you could have made, like a Streets is Watching type
We could have made a documentary with this shit. It should have been fire. You know
what I'm saying? Nah, like a movie where you act out. Like a short with the joints, right? Yeah, they acted out.
Absolutely.
Because there's enough songs, there's enough emotion to kind of give us a story. Yeah, which takes me to a point that I didn't make earlier, but I've been thinking about. That's one of the things, for as much as I do enjoy this album, that's one of the things I don't like, is that we don't get like a story. We don't. We just get the same shit over and over again.
Yeah.
We don't get a start
or different waves to the problem. Like, yo, we keep dealing with, I'm fucked up. This is why I'm fucked up. But we never go, oh, this is the day I feel better.
Like,
you
know, gotta get. Like, yeah, we gotta. Well, she has good days. She has good days.
Which is next. Yeah.
Right, but. Yeah, we didn't.
But even Good Days is still.
Because I'm trying to think of what album it was that really took us on that full journey, and we got, you know, we had a start, a middle, and an end, like every good story should have, right? I feel like for as personal as this album is, and as much as we're dealing with, and maybe she hasn't gotten there yet, right? But I feel like it should have given us.
What's good, y'all? It's Aaliyah from the Young and Dumb Show. I have something for you. If you're young and interested in learning more about different careers, becoming an entrepreneur, and really get into the bag, then be sure to check out and subscribe to the Young and Dumb Show. On this show, we sit down with the biggest, and I'm talking the biggest, career professionals, entrepreneurs, influencers, and entertainers to break down how to be successful in different industries. It's brought to you exclusively by the Revolt Podcast Network, anchored in hip hop, powered by creators. Let's get it, y'all.
Story.
Yeah.
That we didn't get.
For 23 songs, we should have gotten the entire gamut
of, for sure, of, for sure.
The emotional roller coaster.
I gave I Hate You a 9.
Oh, I gave it an 8.
I gave it a 9, and I only gave it a 9 because I really don't love the production.
You're just guilty, sir.
That's
so
sorry.
I'm so sorry. Also well produced. One of her better produced records as well.
What song?
I Hate You.
Really? I don't love the production.
I like what it does. Yeah, I do. I mean, I don't like the beat. I'm not saying I love the beat. I like what it does, like the way she works with it. I like the song. I do like the song.
Yeah.
I don't think it's just.
I think the song of it.
I never loved this song. I know it was successful, and I feel bad, but I always thought.
Me too.
I thought the song got loved more because people were just thirsty for SZA. I never thought the song was exceptional. You know,
it's because you've never been there, bro.
Yeah, bro. You know, I'm a good dude.
Never did that, bro. You never made nobody.
I treat bad people bad. I treat good people good.
What I would do, shitty of you.
Okay.
And if you wondering,
hey, Devontae,
if you wondering if I hate you, fuck you. Oh, man.
The way she says that, dude.
Damn, bro. All right, Good Days. So this is even older than I Hate You. This is a 2020 release.
Yeah.
It's semi-positive.
It's a mental health song.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like we're actually touching on some of the stuff we've been begging for like the last few songs. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's absolutely tripping. You know what I'm saying? But like, all right, I've been fucked up in the house for God knows how long. I think I'm okay to go outside. But I'm not really okay to go outside. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I mean, this is what she called it, the mental, like, I don't know, like empty mind or empty thought space or whatever the hell. She had a clear head and she basically didn't think about him for a while and she thought she was safe and was healing, but all it was just a break and change and she's triggered again. You know what I'm saying? Easily, because she's not healed.
The only problem I have with this song is because I heard it. It could have worked better in the song if I hadn't heard it before, mm-hmm. and it just was an older song to me, mm-hmm. so I didn't, you know, and maybe it's probably unfair, but yeah, it just didn't hit the same. It wasn't as impactful as I think it would have been had I not heard it.
I think this song actually would have been better
3 years ago.
True. If you'd have heard this song for the first time on this album, also this song should be a little earlier. You know what I'm saying? To break up the same stuff.
This album shouldn't be 23 songs.
It shouldn't be 23 songs.
And I know it's a successful album, doing all right, but you can trim some of the fat or find another way to get all of these
out. That's what it is. You're right. This actually isn't out of sequence. This is where it should be.
No, it's where it should be.
It's where it should be.
It's
right.
just yeah. too many things happening before. Too much shit happening before.
Too much. Like, it's too late now. Like, you got a straight jacket on. Like, you know what I mean?
You're outside the straight jacket. You're a good day.
I got to keep from losing the best of me. Tell me I'm not my fears. Tell me I'm not my limitations. Like, it's heavy, man.
It's heavy. Since delivery, talking.
And again, performance is tough, man.
Yeah, I like it. I just wish that, you know, and that maybe that's something I got to get over. I just wish that I hadn't heard it so many years ago because it doesn't feel like it's part of the project.
It doesn't hit right.
And it feels like a bonus track because it's the end too. And it very much should be a part of the project because this is us getting to some.
What's
it's
needed.
Us getting somewhere.
It's what's needed, yeah.
What'd you give Good Days? Give eight.
Okay, cool. Last record.
Oh, man.
Last record.
Should have been Good Days.
Sheesh. You don't like the song?
I don't dislike it.
Damn.
I don't dislike it. My only problem with it is the ODB shit. Yo, like it just
That's weird.
It doesn't make any sense. Yeah, so it's not that I don't like Forgiveless. I actually think it's a dope joint. I just really don't understand the ODB add-on. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, no, it's a force. It's a last record, so I mean, I get it.
Nah, bro, that's not acceptable. It's not, like, what's the connection? What makes it make sense? Why?
What are you talking about? Ghostface is on Kendrick's album. What's the connection?
Right, and that's what I put that in my notes. I was like, yo, what's up with TDE and these kind of random Wu-Tang? At least Ghost is like still alive and rapping about relationship subject matter that he does. The ODB shit don't even fit in. And she's killing this, by the way.
Killing it.
It's like a random video music box ODB freestyle with some vocals that landed in your lap.
Too. With the bridge at the end. You got them at the end, too.
Yeah, man. I just didn't understand it. And I want to understand it.
I mean,
I want to understand it. And that's why I guess I'm being a little more critical.
You are making it too deep. I think it's not as deep. It's they landed ODB vocals, and just like how you said you loved that Kendrick was giving it up to the Wu-Tang, gave him a slot, just like Drake did the same thing with Wu-Tang Forever.
I do appreciate it.
SZA, I watched SZA go crazy when she ran into Consequence. She's a rap nerd.
She's SZA because of RZA, right? There's a Wu-Tang connection there. Yeah. I just wish whatever vocals they had, like, it made more sense song-wise. But what she does on the record is really dope. She rapping again. She busting ass again lyrically. She busting ass flow-wise, pocket-wise, cadence-wise. She's you know, I fuck with Drizzy, but she's doing a better Drake than Drake. You know what I'm saying? On this particular joint, on some good rap shit, pockets, but still being melodic with it and still having the singing elements. The ODB shit just really threw me. That's all.
Got you. Feel like that's unnecessary.
Rest in peace, man. Rest in paradise. Rest in poetry to A-Song Unique.
A-Song Unique, man.
What'd you give Forgiveless?
8.5.
8.5? Mm-hmm. Same.
Okay.
What is your overall SOS rating?
Oh, you haven't got what I'm exhausted. I'm emotionally spent.
You're tuckered out.
I'm emotionally spent, man. I want to hug this woman. You know, I want to make sure she's okay. You know what I'm saying? Rub her, you know, draw her a bath. You know what I mean? Wash that toxicity away from her.
You want to wash her sins away?
Wash the toxicity out of her. You know what I'm saying?
That's a big tub.
You know what I'm saying?
A whole lot of water. A whole lot of shower.
Waterboard.
Yeah, man. I think it's a dope album. I like that it's performing really well. Yeah. I like that we took some time, too, to digest this album and let the world digest it and come back to it. You know,
I like the fact that we are not being victims to the... To the
release schedule.
Not really. Well, we have no choice. We're victims to that. But I meant the disposable music.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this song came out in the last year. We're entering album. March now.
Yeah.
And it's but it's still a part of the conversation.
Right. And that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, the release schedule is what it is, and albums are gonna come when they come. But if something is still in the conversation, then we gonna converse. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? What's your overall score, though, for the album?
Well, the overall score for this album? This album is a...
I'm going to superimpose the drum roll here.
It's 8.5.
It's 8.5.
Yeah.
Yep, it is.
Yeah. And
It's maybe an 8.7.
Yeah, yeah. It's definitely...
It's a little more than an 8.5.
It's not a 9,
but it's not a 9.
Right, it's not a 9. And it's not a 9 because...
Too many songs. It's a victim of...
And we pinpointed at least 4 songs that could have been eliminated.
For sure.
Like, if this is a, 16, 17 song album, that makes all sense in the world.
Which is lengthy in this day and age.
Exactly, but makes all sense in the world. But 23? And she got away with it because... Her fucking heat is crazy.
Oh, nah. And she's SZA, bro. She can do whatever she wants.
How about that?
She can drop 23 songs right now.
Yo, man.
Bring it to my house.
Give me a bath. Come on. She can do whatever she wants, dude.
All right, man. Subscribe. Shut up. Like, subscribe, share, comment, tell a friend. If SZA wants to come on the show, The show. Okay. B won't be here, but I'm more than willing to
have I work here, too.
That's your day off.
I'll be here. Okay.
You said you put in for vacation.
I'm janitor that day. I'm opening up.
All right, man. Until next time. Happy Women's History Month. Thank y'all for riding with us.
Absolutely.
Continue to share. Definitely subscribe to the YouTube if you haven't. That is one of the 2 places you can find our hard to earn videos.
Absolutely.
The other being Spotify. All right. That's what it is. Peace and love.
One love.
If you want respect, you gotta earn it. You damn right.
Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front room. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.